Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Dale, please?
Who's calling?
This is Carol.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's calling, please?
Oh, honey, my name is Carol.
Carol, and you are with?
I'm with the Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Could I speak with Dale, please? He's expecting
hold
us.
On, I'll see if I, hold
I mean,
on,
he's
I'll see if I can
expecting.
find him.
He's
Hello?
Oh, yeah. He's
Hold
expecting.
on, I said hold on,
He's
I'll see if I
expecting
can
me.
find him.
All right, thank you, honey.
It's this one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Is this Dale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey there, how you doing?
Yes, it is Dale, I'm sorry.
Is there somebody on the extension? I hear a woman breathing.
Oh, that was my wife answered the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Well, I'm sorry. This is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Right. I'm sorry. I was a little tardy in answering the phone when you called.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. I think I called a little early.
Oh, okay. So first of all, tell me about the host.
Oh, well, the host, he's actually doing his show right now, and I'm going to transfer you on over. And he's going to introduce you into the show. It's a live show.
But what is it about?
Oh, the podcast? It's just a little bit of everything. We have just fun, interesting people on, and we take callers. There's actually quite a few people listening. I can go ahead and transfer you over. And
okay. I don't know what he wants to talk to me about, but sure.
Oh, he'll let you know.
Okay.
Honey, here you go. I'm transferring you now. Beep, boop.
Yeah, they are basically numbered at this point. They're going to end up dissolving the studio. I'm pretty sure of that. It's all because of Carol's, Feed the Hungry event from 2 years ago and kind of the lawsuits that went around that. But that's not going to be the end of us. Even if we have to dissolve it, it doesn't stop us from coming back. So, the battle's over, but the war goes on, and that's not going to stop me from having laughs. Looks like I actually got my next guest lined up here. So we're going to go ahead and have some laughs with a very funny guest right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us tonight, we have a very funny speaker and professional summarizer, Dale Irving. Welcome to the podcast, Dale.
Thank you very much. First of all, that's putting a lot of pressure on me, and it's actually Irvin is my last name pronunciation.
Carol, you're going to have to get the spelling down. She got long for COVID.
Ah, okay. Well, that's okay then.
Got to get the notes a little better, Carol, okay?
I'm trying, okay? But you made me come in today, and I'm sick.
So, Dale.
Yes, sir.
Let me get to the meat of this. So, when I came across, looking for some interesting guests to have on, and I came across your profile, and then I looked you up, and I learned a little more about it, and it looks like one of the big things you do that I find extremely entertaining is you will attend clients' meetings. You will pay attention to every word spoken by all the speakers. You'll notice all the details of the event. You'll catch all that on, just kind of watching like a fly on the wall. Then throughout the day, you will summarize it, and then you will do an event comedy monologue written on the spot and makes everybody laugh. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I couldn't have written that better. Well, I probably did write that. But that's exactly what I do, is I go to these events, which are, for the most part, how can I say, dry and possibly boring. And I listen to all of their speakers, and then I write a comedy monologue based on what just happened, and at the end of the day, give it back to them. And it accomplishes a lot of things. First of all, I started noticing when I started doing this is that at the end of the day, people want out of there. They want to hit the bar. They're done. They don't leave early. They stay until I'm done because they want to get the jokes. Second of all, it bonds the people in the audience together, many of whom don't know each other, but when you're laughing at the same joke, you kind of get together. And the third thing is, because what I do is always different, I get asked back multiple years by a lot of my clients.
And that right there tells you that what you do is not only successful, but it's entertaining and appealing. So let me ask you this real quick. Would you be willing to do that throughout this interview? Just keep taking the notes, keeping the talk, and then before we're done, you just give us, you know, a 1 to 2 minute spiel of what you thought.
I have never summarized myself before, and I'm not sure that I could.
Nope, you'd be summarizing your interactions with the show. That's what you'd be summarizing. So we'll come back to that, because what I really wanted to do is see if you could give me a good laugh on, you know, Carol's court case that kind of ruined us. I really need the laugh. So anyways, let me ask you this. When it comes to speaking in public, and especially because speaking in public is pressure enough. Now, speaking in public to be funny is a whole new level of pressure. Would you agree?
Well, it puts an edge on it, especially when you're delivering stuff that you haven't tested out on anyone. I write it and I read it. I mean, I haven't had a chance to try it. You know, most comics, when they write a joke, will test it out on several people before they do it on stage. But no, I don't have anybody to test it on.
All right. So have you ever really bombed real bad? Have you ever gone up there and said something and then immediately, ooh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that?
Two occasions. One where they said, you don't have to come back for the rest of the meeting. and the other one was just an audience which was primarily, I didn't know at the time, foreign speaking, and there was no translator, so a lot of what I said didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to run into language barriers. So it looks like we got a caller on line 9. Line 9, what was your question for Dale?
Hey, Dale. My name is Ron, and I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener of the show.
Well, good, Ron. We don't have a prize for you, but what's your question?
Okay, so you do a lot of public speaking?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how do I know if I'm getting too loud? You know, when I do my speaking, how do I know if I'm too loud?
If you're getting too loud vocally,
yeah, you know, how do I know the perfect volume to speak at to people for them to get my message conveyed appropriately?
Well, first of all, I would suggest that you use a microphone you're comfortable with, either a lavalier or a lectern microphone, which hopefully is run by somebody in the back judging the sound, because they go the volume on it. But generally, you can tell you're too loud when you look in the audience, they're starting to put their fingers in their ears. That would tell me that you're too loud.
So like from 1 to 10, what number would you say? Like maybe a solid 7, 9? Like just don't like absolutely scream at them?
I couldn't assign a number to it. It's just, again, I always depend on the sound engineers in the room. And I always ask the audience, am I speaking too loudly? Am I speaking too softly? And ask them directly.
Am I speaking too loud right now?
No, you're not. You're speaking quite well.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. I'm going to try to do a nice fiery speech on the border in the next week.
Okay, that's a good place to work. You got a big audience always coming through.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, looks like we got a line 8. Line 8, what's your question for Dale?
Hey, Dale, I had a question about, like, you're doing this comedy stuff and everything. Now, if someone's going to be doing, like comedy over the phone, like, how do you prepare, like, a role for that? Like if you're doing it over the phone, you know what I'm saying?
Not really. Why would you be doing comedy over the phone?
You don't count that as like comedy. Do you think it's good or you think it's bad?
What are we talking about? Do you think what is good or bad?
Like a comedy. When you're doing comedy over the phone, it's got to be.
Well,
good.
I don't understand the concept of comedy over the phone, because usually when you're on the phone, you're talking one other person.
Yeah, talking with like numbers and stuff. Like you dial numbers and it's
yeah,
and then someone's listening and they're like, it's funny like that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have anything to add. Do you have anything to add, Dale?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Shut up, Brian. I'm grilling this guy because this guy knows. He knows something about comedy.
I do, and I generally charge for it. So, you know, that's the deal.
If I slip you $5, would you tell me how to be funny over the phone?
I'm going to hang up on this fucking nutcase.
Thank you. All right. Looks like line 5. Line 5 is a Patreon member. She should be a lot more clean. Line 5, what's your question for Dale?
Hi, Dale. I'm pretty sure I saw you pre-COVID with my company, and I just wanted to say you did a great job. And also, has anybody ever called you a poor man's Tom Arnold?
Poor man's Tom Arnold? No, I've never heard that. No.
You just kind of look like him and kind of have the same mannerisms.
I've never been, nor would I ever marry Roseanne. So there's the difference between us.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, that wife of yours, she sounded like a real bitch in the background. I don't know why she was like hanging up on stuff.
It was just a telephony error is what it was in the telephone business.
Yeah, please, no more insults. She is a Patreon member, so I'm not sure she meant that as an insult. So, okay, thank you, Line 5. Dale, if you could hold on for, it looks like, about 60 seconds. I just got to run an ad, and we'll be right back, okay?
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back with Reasonable Sanity Podcast, everyone.
Today on Trash Talk with Dr. Bernice. Dr. Bernice interviews a child raised by Turtle.
Stop it right there. Who the hell do you think you are coming in here and taking my announcer gig?
Your gig? I was the first person to announce the Judge Bernice show.
Yeah, but then you went to jail for what you did at the Capitol, and Jihad asked me to start being the announcer.
Well, you must have done a shitty job because Jihad asked me to do this one.
I don't care who's about to announce my next show, but somebody needs to get this ad moving or Dr. Bernice is going to show you she don't play.
God.
Yeah, what a bitch.
Oh, I'll show you a bitch.
Jesus, that almost hit me.
Yeah, what do we do now?
I say we throw a chair back.
Oh, yeah.
Bombs away. Damn. This week on Trash Talk,
Dr. Bernice gets knocked the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd say we make a pretty good team. And you know, your work on Mead Sweet Iced Tea was top notch. Solid A+ voice work.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'll never top your delivery in Hobocop. That was an instant classic in scat film advertising. Sort of the Mona Lisa of poo ads, if you will.
Well, thank you as well. May we both be recognized for the hard work we put into being announcers on Jihad's fake ads.
Well, I'll be recognized for that. But with just a quick Google search, people can see you on top of that cop gouging his eyes.
You son of a bitch.
Ha! You missed!
And for these reasons, it is very important that we never discuss politics in the workplace. Someone could easily use a chair as an improvised weapon to attempt to settle the rigged two-party dilemma that has us emotionally under its control.
Hey, where did that announcer come from?
He wants our jobs!
Go, Pete! 2 for 2!
Hell yeah.
And we are back! I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. With us right now, we have the funny speaker himself, Dale Irving. Dale?
It's still Irving. Yeah, it's still Irving.
Carol, you got to update the notes on the computer, okay? Carol?
You have a pen and pencil, you could jot it down, you know, manually. But
Carol, that's the problem.
Anyhow, I have to tell you is that before I get into comedy, I was in the advertising business. And I did a lot of work. Actually, I wrote the slogan, Good to the Last Drop, which, unfortunately, I wrote it for the Otis Elevator Company. But anyhow, I have never heard a commercial anywhere near what you just played. So good for you, I guess.
Yeah, the ad machine that's been spitting out ads for about 4 years now. We've been using, they call it the ad machine. And the things that come across there are just outrageous. But we don't even got to think about it. It just pays the bills. It's great. It's great. But the thing,
really,
it's no FCC, basically. So, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. So
I don't know. I didn't. But, you know, I just mentioned it. So
good mention. I guess that's better than hated. Yeah. All right. Looks like we.
Before you take that call, I wanted to let you know I updated Dale's last name. It's Dale Irvine.
No, it's not Irvine. It's not Irvine. I-R-V-I-N.
E, okay. I got it. I-R-V-I-N.
There's no E. No E.
Oh, it's no E. So it's Irvine.
Irvine.
Right, can you write
Irvine.
It? Irvine.
Irving.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. So it looks like line 6. Line 6, what's your question for Dale?
Yes, Dale. It's your mother, dear. I wanted to come home with this instance. I need my change and my diaper's full.
Okay, I would suggest that you sit down and just rest for a minute before you take the meds.
Come home, dear. I need my diaper changed.
What kind of people listen to this show, anyhow?
Dale, go ahead, Carol.
I don't know why these calls are coming in like this. This is so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I've done a lot of call-in shows, but I've never had four wackos in a row.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Urban.
We do apologize for that. It is the fact that we do allow anybody to donate to our show. So they just donate and they call in and mess with us. So before you give us a summary, maybe we'll get one more call in. Carol, do we got anybody else lined up?
It looks like we have line 10.
All right. Line 10. Hello? Line 10? Nope, nope.
I'm just kidding. We don't even have 10 lines, Ryan.
I was going to say, come on, that's really line 2. You're just making it to sound like a big deal.
So Dale, let me ask you this. What is your worst performance ever? Like, what happened that was just like, yeah, I'm out of here? You know, what was the worst thing that happened to you to end a show?
Well, I had a couple of experiences when I was working in comedy clubs. In one, I had a heckler who, I don't like hecklers, and I usually put them right where they belong. And this guy got a little upset, and he threw his beer mug at me on stage, and it was one of those stages with a brick background, and it just shattered, and the audience just gasped, and I said thank you, but I wanted a Bud Light, and that made him turn over the table, and then he took his people, and they went out, kicked in the front window in the place, and I told the audience, I said, folks, I don't mean to alarm you, but if he did that to our club, imagine what he's doing to your cars right now. And the place emptied to go and get the guy.
Nicely done. So it looks like we got a caller on line 7. Line 7, what's your question for Dale?
So Dale, with the rise of artificial intelligence, you talked about it a minute ago, what do you feel like your job's going to look like in a few years?
I have absolutely no worries. I have tried, and artificial intelligence cannot write a joke. You can try. It can't do it. It has no sense of humor. I am not worried at all.
Fair point. It looks like line 9. Line 9, what's your question for Dale?
Hey Dale, how do we know that you're not AI, man? Like, you could just be like ChatGPT.
That is an excellent question. And, you know, sometimes AI will not accept certain words. If I was AI, I couldn't call you a butthole. But because I'm not, that's what will happen.
No, you're not fooling me, man. I specialize improving like who's AI and who's not, and I think you're AI.
I think you're on THC, so there we go, we're even.
What?
All right, got him, Carol. All right, Dale, you Dale Irvin,
5 letters, 2 of them are the same.
Irvin, got it. So Dale Irvine, quick question for you. Now that you've experienced the show and you've gone through the process, can you go ahead and tell me, could you write one of those making fun of things and just put it at Carol right now? Because I really need that. I really need her just to feel, you know, made fun of.
You want me to make fun of Carol? I don't even know the woman. She hasn't done anything bad as far as I know.
And I have long COVID.
And she's on COVID, so there you go. You know, I'm on a different phone system myself, but whatever.
Give me a 30-second to 1-minute improv spew about your experience on the show.
Okay, I'm going to give you a 30-second commercial because I also have a podcast. It is aimed at baby boomers because nobody talks to us anymore. And it's called Another Day Above Ground. And it's available wherever you get your podcasts. And we talk to baby boomer celebrities and just things that interest baby boomers. So please take a listen to that and see what you think.
What's it called again?
Other than that, yeah, this is a great show. I had a guy who wanted to know how loud he should be. Another guy who wanted to know how to tell jokes on the telephone. A woman who thought my wife was a bitch. And the ghost of elections past. So you had a whole bunch of people lined up.
Yeah, well, that kind of sums it up.
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much, Mr. Urban.
You're very welcome, and thank you for correctly pronouncing my name.
No,
Carol,
no, I said
that.
Urban, like you
I
are.
I know, you pronounced it correctly. I appreciate it.
Well, I said U-R-B-A-N.
Oh, whatever. It came off like you were correct, so, you know, never.
Okay, well, I just wanted to correct you and let you know it's U-R-B-A-N.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Urban, thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. This has been Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Hello?
Hey, honey, is Dale there?
Yes, may I say who's calling?
Oh, just tell him it's Carol.
Okay, hold on, please.
And tell him, you know, just... I really miss him.
Can you hold on for a moment?
Oh,
sure. He might be outside, so I don't know if he'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dale?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Carol from that show yesterday. Hey, look, you sounded pretty cute and everything. I was wondering...
I'm sorry?
You sound pretty cute. I was wondering if, you know, maybe we could kind of get together sometime for dinner.
No, I don't think so.
We go to a nice restaurant or something.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I'm married.
But I'm not your type?
I don't know who this is. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Carol.
Please do not call me again.
Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast. All right, fine.